After this, Jesus was traveling around in Galilee, avoiding the region of Judea, because the leaders of the Jews there wanted to kill him. The Jewish festival of tents was approaching, so his brother said to him, "Depart from here and go to Judea, so that your disciples may see the miraculous signs that you are doing, because someone who wants fame does not act in secret. As long as you are doing these things, you should show yourself to the world." For even his brothers did not believe in him. Jesus said to them, "My time hasn't come yet, but as for you, the time is always suitable for you. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify against it that its deeds are evil. Go to the festival yourselves. I am not going to this festival right now because my time hasn't come yet." After he said this, he waited in Galilee. At the Festival of Tents. However, after his brothers had gone to the festival, he went as well, not in plain sight, but in secret. The Jewish leaders were searching for him at the festival, saying, "Where is he?" The people were whispering a lot about him. Some of them were saying, "He is a good man." And some of them were saying, "No, on the contrary, he is misleading the people." But no one spoke about him openly for fear of their leaders. When the festival was half over, Jesus went to the temple complex and started to teach. The Jewish religious leaders were amazed, and they said, "How is it possible for this man to know the scriptures so well when he has not been taught?" Jesus answered them, "My teaching is not from me, but rather from the one who sent me. Whoever wants to do the will of God will know whether my teaching is from God or from me alone. The one who speaks on his own seeks praise for himself, but the one who seeks praise for the one who sent him is trustworthy. There's no evil in him. Moses gave you the law, but not one of you complies with the law. Why are you trying to kill me?" The crowd answered him, "There is a demon in you. Who wants to kill you?" Jesus answered, "I did one thing on a Saturday, and you're all upset. Moses commanded you to be circumcised, and so you practice circumcision even on a Saturday. Bear in mind that this does not mean that circumcision began with Moses, but rather with our forefathers. Since you have been circumcising a person on a Saturday so as not to violate the law of Moses, how can you be angry with me because I healed a person in full on a Saturday? Do not judge by appearance, but judge fairly." Jesus is the Messiah. Some of the people of Jerusalem said, "Isn't this the one that they want to kill? Yet he is speaking openly, and they're not saying a word to him. Do you think our leaders might actually be convinced that he is the Messiah? We know where this man is from, but when the Messiah comes, no one will know where he is from." So Jesus raised his voice while he was teaching in the temple complex and said, "Do you really know me and know where I am from? I did not come on my own. The one who sent me is trustworthy, but you don't know him. As for me, I do know him, because I am from him, and he sent me." They tried to arrest him, but no one seized him, because his time hadn't come yet. A large number of people believed in him and said, "When the Messiah comes, will he do more miraculous signs than this man has done?" The Pharisees heard the crowd whispering these things about him, so the chief priests and the Pharisees sent the temple guards to arrest him. But Jesus said, "I am with you for a short time, then I will return to the one who sent me. You will search for me, but you won't find me, and you are unable to come to the place where I will be." The people said to one another, "Where does he intend to go that we cannot find him? Does he intend to go to foreign countries where our people have been scattered and teach the foreigners? What does he mean by saying, 'You will search for me, but not find me,' and you are unable to come to the place where I will be. The gift of the Holy Spirit. On the last day of the festival, the most important day, Jesus stood up and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. As the scriptures say, anyone who believes in me, from within him will flow rivers of living water." He said this about the Spirit of God, whom those believing in him would receive. For up to that time, the Spirit had not been given to people, because Jesus hadn't been glorified yet. And when they heard him say this, some of them said, "Truly, this is the prophet." Others said, "This is the Messiah." Yet some others said, "The Messiah will not come from Galilee. For the scriptures say that the Messiah will be from the offspring of David and from Bethlehem, the village from which David came." The people were divided in their opinion about him. Some wanted to arrest him, but no one seized him. When the temple guards returned, the chief priests and the Pharisees asked them, "Why didn't you bring him?" The guards answered, "No one has ever spoken like this man." The Pharisees said, "Have you also gone astray? Has any one of our leaders or the Pharisees believed in him? As for this rabble that does not know the law, there's a curse on them." But Nicodemus, who was one of them and had come earlier to Jesus, said to them, "Does our law judge anyone without us hearing from him first and learning what he has done?" They answered him, "Are you also from Galilee? Search, and you will find out that no prophet ever comes from Galilee." Then everyone went home.